What about for South Africa? There must be many defining moments for the first African country to hold the World Cup finals. For the past 16 years, South Africa has been emerging onto the world stage after the years of isolation of the apartheid era. That includes trying to woo businesses from abroad. Will the success of the tournament help with that? We're joined now by Douglas van der Berger, Managing Director of Investment Consulting Associates, which helps multinationals with investment and relocation choices. And Douglas, I have to start by saying I'm talking to you in the Netherlands, aren't I? You're Dutch, and therefore I would imagine not very happy today.
I think our emotions are sort of double here, but I think the match, it was a great match, and the best team won. So
that's very gracious of you to say that. What I wanted to talk to you about, though, was, of course, the business side of what's going on in South Africa. In the past, were international businesses reluctant to go to South Africa?
Yes, certainly. I think when we look 10 to 20 years back, the country was very unstable. Many of the... there's a lot of corruption, the infrastructure wasn't right, a lot of political issues that played a large role in establishing South Africa. Having said that, nevertheless, there were many companies that set up operations in South Africa. Think of the large automotive companies that saw potential in the huge domestic market.
And of course, now there has been a big investment in the infrastructure. The World Cup has gone well. Do you think that will encourage more people to go?
Yes, certainly. I think that South Africa has shown, as Sepp Blatter has said also, is that it has the potential to host an event that has increasingly become global in reach. I think the numbers of viewers of the World Cup have increased substantially over the last 4 to 10 years. So certainly it's shown that it can manage such a huge operation and that it can live up to the expectations that the world had of South Africa.
But hosting a big event in which there's a lot of help from FIFA and a lot of money as well from FIFA is different to just sort of being a normal country that invites foreign investors and is attractive to businesses. Has that side improved as well?
Yes, certainly. It has shown actually that the money that has been invested has been well spent. The whole management of the entire operation has been done very effectively and efficiently. And I think all the concerns that were prior to the World Cup have not been realized. Crime has been relatively low during the World Cup. There have been no major incidents. There have even been reports that Al-Qaeda would even use the World Cup in South Africa as a stage for terrorism. That all hasn't happened. And that has to do with managing a World Cup very successfully.
And does that go for the politics? You mentioned the sort of political atmosphere and corruption being worries for people beforehand. There's a feeling now, is there, that South Africa is more competent than people might have felt before?
Yes, I think it has certainly. I think it has shown that that there is a different side to South Africa and a different side to Africa. As a region, South Africa has always been a country, a sort of a safe haven in the whole African continent. And it has shown that it can actually be one of the investment locations for many sorts of operations. Rather than being on the long list, it can now be on the short list of many multinationals. And it's exactly those minor subtle issues that play a role in making the final investment location decision for a country that happens on the short list of where countries are located.
Douglas van den Berger, thank you very much indeed.